Hey, big thinkers, welcome to Life with Innovation. I'm your host, Daniel, and in today's podcast, we're going to talk about innovation that has come about caused by the recent COVID pandemic, health, fitness, and gadgets. Let's get started. This is Life with Innovation. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. So, I hope everyone is well during these tough times, and one thing that I really wanted to talk about today was how innovation has been changing in the home, and it's more specifically due to it being caused by the recent pandemic. So one really cool thing that I've noticed, and I don't know if you guys have seen them, mainly floating around Instagram. I'm not sure if you guys are Instagrammers and like that. Or it's probably on TikTok, and it's probably on Twitter too. But one thing that's been really interesting is these home workout equipment. I mean, that's been blowing up, you know? First it started with the bands that you attach to the door. And which, by the way, has been pretty crazy to invest into if you guys are into investing into stocks and whatnot. But I mean, investing into a company that creates those type of things, I mean, if you would have invested that earlier into the pandemic, it would have been pretty amazing financially. But yeah, so with the gyms slowly reopening from lockdown, there's a lot of people that really don't want to go to the gyms anymore, purely for safety reasons. And there's a gym near me that has opened up, but it's required that you have to be 6 feet away with a mask on, and yeah, you're not allowed to really communicate with people too much. They're apparently pretty strict with that. So That's really, really interesting. But that has prompted people to actually stay indoors and work out from home. And I just brought up the one about rubber bands. So we'll get started with those ones. I mean, I have those personally. Once the pandemic started, I immediately bought them because I knew supply and demand was going to take effect. As of right now, I think they're going up as high as $80. As time goes on, you know, the demand slowly goes down because supply is there and whatnot. But I personally have the ones that attach to the door, and it's pretty amazing. I do like it a lot. It's I'm more of a lift weights kind of guy, but it's been good nonetheless to really get active. So another workout item that is really interesting are these portable ones. I don't know if you guys have seen these ones. That's it's like a machine. It's like a platform machine that has a toggle that you can adjust the resistance. Where on this board there are rubber bands, or I wouldn't say rubber bands, like cables. That's essentially you're able to adjust the resistance on them. And what's really cool about these that I really like is you can kind of take it anywhere. I mean, the cables are already attached to the board themselves. So you stand on the board and hold the cables, and you adjust the resistance to the pounds that you want, and you could squat, or you can do shoulder presses, or you can do rows of sorts. And I think you could also lay on your back on this and do basically bench presses. But that's really interesting. I'm not too sure if I want to pay almost $200 for that thing, but given that the pandemic is hopefully going to alleviate a lot of things and people are going to get a little more comfortable, but I think that's an interesting one. Another one similar to that one is I'm sure you guys, if you've been to a gym, you've seen those boxes that people can jump on. So imagine that. It's a little bit lower, but there's rubber bands attached to these. This is probably the most interesting one that I actually would go for. You attach rubber bands based on the specific resistance that you want. You attach them to the side of this box. And it's really cool because you could lay back on this and do basically bench press. I think that's really cool. I think that's an interesting one. I actually didn't think about that. Because I'm over here thinking of things that are going to change as well. And that's probably the most interesting one that I've seen personally. And vice versa, you could also flip on over to your knees and on your, do a row. And you could do pullbacks and whatnot. So I think that's also pretty cool. And I think right now, who has definitely benefited and taken advantage of this situation are these personal trainers. I mean, just the sheer number of home workouts that have come out, which, by the way, some of them are hilarious. I think the most hilarious one that I've seen so far is lifting a vacuum cleaner like a barbell. I think that's the funniest one that I've seen. You'd go from basically barbell curls or vacuum curls and then do squats. You know, a lot of these variations tend to be more HIIT style, high intensity interval training. I think that's what it stands for. But the birth of home workouts definitely blew up during the first couple of weeks. And it left a lot of room for these companies to kind of come in and show how they can innovate the home workout. I mean, one that I'm actually personally doing is I bought not really a punching bag. I live in an apartment, so there's one that I've seen that's really cool. It's basically a suction cup tethered to each other, against each other. So suction cup on the ceiling. And then a suction cup on the bottom, and there's a punching ball bag there, and it's all like a rubber band style of string, and you have essentially your own boxing setup right there, and you can take it down, put it back up. That's pretty cool. That's one that I could definitely go for. I haven't made the choice just yet, but I think that's probably the most interesting one that I've enjoyed personally. I'm sure a lot of you have also taken up some running. I can't tell you how many people in my neighborhood are now runners. Everyone's just cooped up indoors. Everyone's fearing the second wave, so we can imagine a second wave of innovation there, because more and more keeps coming out. I think what's interesting also is the innovation that's happening within the gym. So there's these social distance bubbles. I don't know if you guys have seen those yet, where you basically book a time. Some of these gyms are now, you book a time for you to rent a social distance bubble, and they have everything there, the weights. I think there's specific areas that have specific things, but you're in. They created this glass bubble, basically, and you go into it, and everything's already there. You work out and you leave, and then someone comes in, cleans that area. The next person's there. That I can honestly say is probably the most interesting thing. I mean, a lot of people have already canceled their gym membership, so trying to get people to come back. Out of, preventing any more unnecessary fear there, I think that's probably the most innovative thing I've seen thus far. I mean, I've seen it outdoor spaces as well, where they were doing outside yoga, and there's a bubble, and you go into your little bubble and you do yoga outside the yoga studio. I think that is probably the most interesting thing I've seen. There's no gym here. No gym here that does that specifically. So I can't really say if I would go do it, but if there was one available, I think I would consider it, especially given that the gyms are very high risk for catching the virus. So, that's that's the kind of stuff that I've seen on health and lifestyle, at least for gym stuff. Hit me up on Instagram and let me know if you guys have seen anything that's popped up. Send me something. I mean, I'd love to see that kind of stuff and see what comes out of times where unpredictability in the markets really drive innovation. I think that's really amazing. All right. So another thing that I've noticed that's been equally as great is the cleanliness aspect of lifestyle and masks. I think we're really gonna look forward to masks being normalized in everyday life. I mean, when you're talking about innovation, one really cool thing I like to tell people is, especially when they ask the question, how do you think life is gonna change, you know, in America or anywhere really? What does life with technology look like in the future? And a lot of experts actually say, if you want to know the answer to that, look at Japan. And I think I can't say that any better. I mean, really, they are the early adopters of any type of innovation. And it's amazing what they have accomplished and how they've been integrated with their technology. Over there, they already have a social standard of being clean and you know, keeping their own streets clean and preventing people from getting sick by, you know, wearing masks. It's almost like a fashion statement to really wear a fancy type of mask and whatnot. I mean, I think here in the United States, we flaunt our stuff as much as we can. So I've noticed. Even Supreme, I mean, God, a t-shirt for $400, that's obviously probably exaggerating. I actually don't even know the true number there. But they've now been selling Supreme masks. And I really, really, really want to know how much those are, how much those are going by. But one thing to really note, guys, is that the cloth ones, while they're nice and comfortable to wear, they definitely do not protect. And it's always safer to wear one that has like a filter inside of it, which brings me to the next topic, which is advancing respiration masks. I personally have one that has a filter inside the mask that has six layers of filters, and on top of that, it also has like another type of filter that basically lets my air go out and then breathe in fresh air. Because you know, when you get those medical ones, it's really difficult sometimes. A lot of people are not comfortable with it, where people claim that they get lightheadedness from just breathing their own air, which makes total sense. So they're coming out with these new masks, and what's really cool is it really is the birth of innovation here in the United States. A lot of these companies are now, I mean, sadly, are not really for globalization for some countries, and unfortunately China being one of them. So a lot of American-made companies are now being born out of this. So I'm seeing online a lot of these mask companies are now making those masks here in the United States, and I think that's absolutely amazing. It really allows, you know, visibility on the American entrepreneur, which is really nice. And actually anywhere, I'm not even just speaking just for America, a lot of countries are now, you know, making sure that they don't depend so much on globalization, right? So I think that's really interesting. I think the standards overall are going to increase in how we are kept clean and communicating with people. And I really think that it's really going to change in the sense where if you're sick, it's now just going to be normal for you to just wear a mask. It's not even for anything political. It's, hey, I don't want to get you sick. You know, that's it's common courtesy, I would say. It's similar to when you sneeze, you put your, you know, you put your elbow out and you cover yourself. Same thing. I think that's fair. I think that's something that I will probably incorporate whenever I have the flu or a cold or anything like that. I think that it's just common courtesy. It really is, to keep your fellow humans safe. You know, it has nothing to do, it shouldn't be political. Unfortunately, a lot of things become political, but I think it's more of a human thing. So with that, standards of increasing, there's these copper keychains that I think are really cool. I mean, even for basically it prevents you from, it's a keychain preventing you from being able to touch anything, as it has a touch pad in the front of it. It has a hook so you can get doors. It has a bottle opener. Basically it replicates your own fingers is basically what it does. Touching elevators and stuff like that, I think that's so cool. And the copper, actually, it kills any bacteria that's on it. So while you can wash it just for safety reasons, just it's better to be safe than sorry type of thing, it's made of copper, which doesn't allow for bacteria to actually grow on it. This tool here is probably one of the coolest things. I'm definitely getting one. When I saw them initially, they went out of stock immediately, and I can see why. I mean, nowadays, the moment I leave my door, I don't touch my face. That's just a rule now. And the moment that I come to the door, I immediately wash my hands first. That's just how I'm probably going to live from here on out, given how long I've been doing this. It's now just second nature that I do it. on top of that, cleaning my phone, cleaning my wallet, that type of thing. Which brings me on to another thing that I noticed. I don't know if this will really catch on personally, but there's these UV like phone cleaners, and it's not just for phones, but I'm gonna call them that because they're as big as they're capable of holding your phone and your phone and your keys and whatnot. This is super cool. It's also a power bank. It's basically a sauna for your pocket items. You open it up, you put your phone there, put your keys, your wallet, anything like that, close it up, and it blasts it with UV light, like a sauna. it cleans out everything that's there. Because obviously most viruses can't live on surfaces for one, a certain period of time, and two, they can't really survive UV radiation. So I think this is the coolest one. Like I said, I don't know if this will catch on, given people just wipe things down. And I think it's like $40, $50. I think they could be cheaper. But I think that's probably the coolest thing, in my opinion. And I think it's all really interesting. I think right now, in times where things get really difficult, the human can really innovate. I mean, this is the moment where we're seeing it happen in real time. I mean, if we think about how fast everything has been innovating, it's been absolutely remarkable. So guys, just keep innovating, keep thinking big, and I really hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you guys want to reach out to me, I'm on Instagram at Life with Innovation. And I don't have a Twitter just yet, so that's not a realm that I really want to get into right now, but I do have an Instagram. So hit me up there if you guys have noticed anything that is really interesting that you guys want me to talk about. I would love to talk about that. This is probably going to be a series because health and lifestyle is always something that's changing. It's, the human wants to make the human experience that much easier. We're just born, we're bred that way. So if you guys enjoyed the show, please feel free to give me a thumbs up here, give me some stars, and I'd really appreciate that. And go ahead and give me a follow so you guys can catch me on the next episode every Wednesday. I post one every single Wednesday. So I look forward to seeing you guys. Thank you guys for the support, and I'll catch you all later. Keep thinking big, guys. This was Life with Innovation.